Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Put your hand over your heart, breathe deep, and say it with me. I know who I play for. Today, we're talking about staying open to the gifts, support, and abundance Source wants to send your way, sometimes in ways you never expected. Today's episode is all about finding clarity in the unknown and moving forward even when you don't have the full picture. As Hebrews 11:1 reminds us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That means before you see the manifestation, you walk in the direction of your vision, your move, even when the steps ahead aren't visible. Let me get real with you about clarity in the unknown. Right now, I'm navigating a new world, entertainment. Yes, I have a co-executive producer credit, but I'm still new here. I'm surrounded by experts on the music side, the TV side, and the film side who love to tell me exactly how it's done. Some even get offended when I don't accept their way as the only way, as if my success is an accident or doesn't count because I didn't follow their formula. But here's my truth. I'm okay with not knowing all the steps. I call myself a forever student. That's not just humility. It's my strategy, and I think everyone should try it. When you're a forever student, you allow yourself to ask questions, to try, to experiment, to stay open. Most of the people I work with, especially those with a lot of letters behind their name, were taught in their environments that they have to know everything, to never appear lost or uncertain. But here's the thing. If you always act like you have all the answers, you leave no room for Source to surprise you. When you open up, when you say, I'm still learning, you invite in synchronicity, solutions, and blessings you couldn't have planned for. One of my favorite techniques is something I teach all my students. What's your A? When you start with something new, it's easy to get overwhelmed by all the steps from A to Z. Most people freeze or burn out trying to carry the whole alphabet at once. Here's my method. Write out the steps you think you need, then focus on the very first one, your A. Just do that. When it's done, cross it off, and now the next step becomes your new A. That's all you need to handle in this moment. If you keep moving, it keeps you open, and it keeps you in a space for Source to guide your path in unexpected ways. There are infinite ways for things to work in your favor, but only if you're willing to not know it all in advance. So whether you're a student, a leader, or someone with every credential in the book, remember, being a forever student keeps you connected to miracles and clarity in the unknown. You don't have to see every step. Focus on your A, let Source handle the rest. And always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Let's bring this all home with a spiritual grounding. Hebrews 11:1 reminds us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of the things not seen. That's what it really means to walk into the unknown, whether it's a new industry, a new business, or any big leap in life. So many people, especially high achievers and experts, want to see the proof before they move. They want the evidence in hand, the whole plan mapped out, and every question answered before they start. But faith isn't about waiting until you know everything. It's about stepping forward with trust when you can't see the next step. In my story, I didn't have the evidence the world was looking for. I didn't have years of experience in entertainment, and I certainly didn't have all the answers. But I had faith. Faith that if I showed up as a student, open and willing, Source would meet me right where I was and show me the way. When you live as a forever student, you're embodying biblical faith. You're acting on hope, not certainty. You're letting substance be built out of your willingness to move, even when the path isn't visible. You're allowing Source to show up and to fill in the gaps with resources, ideas, and connections you couldn't plan for. So, when you face a new challenge, remember, you don't need to see the whole staircase to take the first step. The evidence comes after the action. Your openness, humility, and willingness to learn are acts of faith, and they open the door for miracles, clarity, and success to find you. And always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Let's take this even deeper through the lens of metaphysics. Neville Goddard teaches, you must dare to assume the feeling of your wish fulfilled, to step into the state of your desire, even before the outer facts have caught up. This means you don't need the whole map before you move. Instead, you move as if the answers and opportunities you need are already on the way. That's what I'm doing in this new industry, holding the vision, assuming the feeling of I belong here, I'm divinely guided, and then taking the next step, my A, without needing the rest of the alphabet filled in. Abraham Hicks reminds us, you don't have to know how it's all going to work out. The universe responds to your vibration, not your struggle to figure it all out. When you release the pressure to know everything and instead focus on your next inspired action, you open up to solutions, helpers, serendipities that would have been invisible to a mind trapped in overthinking. Florence Scovel Shin says, intuition is a spiritual faculty and does not explain, but simply points the way. Being a forever student means honoring your intuition and being willing to move on faith, not just logic. It's about allowing space for the divine to guide your steps, knowing that I don't know is actually a sacred place to be because it's where Source loves to show up. Here's the metaphysical secret. When you adopt what's your A approach, you're demonstrating trust in both yourself and Source. When you live as a forever student, you remain open to new downloads, insights, and pathways. When you step out in faith, even with uncertainty, you're signaling to the universe that you're ready for the next revelation, the next opportunity, the next miracle. In the unknown, you're not lost. You're available. Available to receive. Available to be led. Available to co-create with the unseen. So don't be afraid to say, I don't know what's next, but I know I'm ready. That is the most powerful energy you can carry. Let Source fill in the rest. And always, in all ways, I know who I play for. Let's settle in. So take in a deep breath. Let it out. This is where your new clarity and confidence are born. Not in having all the answers, but in being willing to move anyway. So this is our first reflection. Number one, embrace the unknown. Where in your life or business do you feel pressured to know every step before you begin? How does it feel in your body when you think I'm supposed to have all the answers? Is there tension, fear, or even the sense of heaviness? What might it feel like to let that go, even a little, and admit I'm a forever student? I don't have to know everything. Number two, find your A. Think about something you want to create or achieve. Write out or imagine all the steps from A to Z. Now circle or highlight just the first step, your A. What is it? What's the one thing you can do next without worrying about the rest? Number three, openness as strength. Reflect on a time when not knowing led to a breakthrough, a new connection, or a happy surprise. When did your willingness to try, ask, or be open bring you further than your expertise or planning ever could? Number four, letting source show up. Where in your life are you blocking source by trying to control every outcome? What would it look like to leave space for source to fill in those gaps? How might you pray, meditate, or simply pause and ask for guidance? Number five, affirm your forever student mindset. Write, say out loud, or meditate on these affirmations. It's safe not to know everything. I'm a forever student. I focus on my A, trusting that the next steps will reveal themselves. My openness makes me available for divine guidance and miracles. Faith is moving forward when I can't see the full path. I know who I play for, and I'm open to being led. Number six, visualize clarity unfolding. Close your eyes and see yourself standing at the entrance to a beautiful garden with only the first stepping stone visible. Picture yourself taking a step on that stone. As you do, the next stone appears, and then the next, and then the next. Feel the relief of not needing the whole path, just the willingness to keep moving, trusting that each step will light up as you go. Take a deep breath and let yourself rest in the peace of being guided, one A at a time. So now, let's really sink into some the affirmations and a guided visualization. Let's root these new truths into your heart. If you're able, close your eyes. Put one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Let your breath slow down and let the music invite you into a feeling of fresh possibility. Imagine you're standing at the beginning of a path that winds through a misty landscape. You can't see the whole path, just the first stepping stone right in front of you. You feel a gentle breeze, and with each breath, you begin to feel safer, more supported, more at peace with not knowing. Repeat after me, or let these words echo within you. I am a forever student. It's safe for me not to know everything. Clarity is created with every step I take, not found in waiting. I focus on my A, trusting that each step will be revealed as I move. My willingness to learn and be led is my greatest strength. I release the pressure to appear perfect or always have the answer. Source delights in filling in the gaps for me. I make myself available to miracles by staying open. Each step I take is guided, protected, and perfectly timed. I know who I play for, and I am never alone on my journey. Now, in your mind's eye, take a step forward on that first stone, your A. As you do, watch as the mist parts and the next stone appears. With every step you take, the path becomes clearer. Not all at once, but enough for you to keep moving. Feel the relief of knowing you don't need the whole map, just the next step and the willingness to say yes to what's calling you forward. Take a few more deep breaths. Let gratitude and trust fill your heart. When you're ready, open your eyes. Return to your day, carrying this new energy of openness, courage, and faith. You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to know the entire path. Clarity is created, not found, when you step forward in faith, willing to be led, willing to be surprised, willing to be a forever student. Remember, the world will tell you to have all the answers, to always look like the expert. But what if the greatest wisdom is in admitting what you don't know and trusting source to fill in the rest? As you go about your day, focus on your A, your very next inspired action. Let the rest reveal itself as you move. Be open to being taught, guided, and blessed in ways you could have never expected. If this episode gave you courage, or if you're feeling ready to create clarity in your life, come join us at happyhealthywholerich.com. Download your affirmation, share your step, and become part of a community that celebrates growth, curiosity, and walking by faith. Let's say it together one more time. In all ways, I know who I play for. Stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich. See you the next time. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting. But you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.